Phoenix FM, it's 1:15. That's Caro Emerald and One Day. We're just cutting a short there because I've got Jules Patazzi on the phone. But first, this parish council meeting last night descended into chaos when police were called when hundreds of people swarmed on a centre. Billericay Town Council had to cancel its full council meeting after around 280 people flocked to the Billericay Day Centre. They swarmed the Chantry Way building in protest of Basildon Council's proposals to build 2,300 homes on the town's greenbelt. And as I say, on the line, we've got Councillor Jules Patazzi of Billericay Town Council. Hi, Jules.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you this lovely day?
All right, thank you.
Jolly good. So what can you tell us about what happened last night?
Oh, mate, it was crazy.
Sounds it.
We normally have two men and a dog, if we're lucky, yeah, come to a town council meeting. Not even a dog. We had about 300 people.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. It's brilliant. It's so good that people are getting involved and feeling passionately about it. But unfortunately, as you know, it all went a bit Pete-tong.
Yes.
Basically, what happened was we were told about a week ago, somebody came to the office and said, you know, there's going to be a lot of people coming to your next meeting. And we said, oh, really? How many? And then she said, oh, perhaps 100. So we went and booked a hall that held, I believe, 110 people.
Okay.
And then 300 turned up.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, there's so obviously a lot of strong feeling about this.
Oh,
then.
God, completely. Yeah. And good. I mean, it was. I can't say enough. I'm so pleased that people are engaged with it, because I spend most of my time banging my head against the wall trying to engage people with, yeah, what's going on in Billericay. And it's great that, you know, that people have heard and they're coming out. So, as you know, essentially, we couldn't get everybody in. We had two options, either just hold the meeting with the people in the hall and then the people outside didn't get a say, which didn't seem very fair,
right,
or postpone the meeting, which is what we've done. And we're hoping, fingers crossed, to get somewhere booked for next Thursday evening, which is much, much bigger. I know the two clerks have been frantically phoning around all the various venues today. So that's basically what happened. But obviously there were a lot of very, very angry people there.
Yes, I mean, it's been reported that residents shouted at the councillors, many calling out resign and showed no sign of leaving. So, you know, obviously this strong feeling, it came as a bit of a surprise, yeah?
To be fair, I do completely understand how angry and upset people are,
yeah,
but it was misplaced. And okay, there was an awful lot of misinformation. There were some dodgy flyers that I'd seen that had been put through people's doors leading up to that were very, very misleading. Now, essentially, the way it works is that our planning committee, who report to the full town council, had prepared a response to Basildon's plans.
Yep.
They were bringing that along to the meeting last night, and we were listening to what they have to say and voting yes or no, this is what we want to say to Basildon.
Yep.
It was by no means, it hadn't been voted on yet. I mean, you know, I don't know how people would have voted, but, and I can't speak for anybody else, I have to say that very strongly, I'm completely speaking here as an individual.
Right, yeah.
Personally, I would have voted against it for various different reasons. And I'm sure I can't be the only one that would have voted against it, but like I say, can't speak for others. But I think a lot of people felt that that the town council had already said yes to it.
Okay.
Categorically, that is not the case. Okay.
Right. Okay.
The planning committee had prepared a response. If anybody who has been in touch with Basildon will know, there's a questionnaire that you fill in. Do you agree with this A, B, and C? Billericay basically fills in, I think, exactly the same questionnaire, or if not very, very similar. So that's the extent of our influence. We're just filling in a questionnaire like ordinary members of the public. And actually, to be fair, do you agree with the approach of Billericay to grow? The planning committee said no in big capital letters and, okay, and outlined why. I mean, why people were angry is that there were some places that the planning committee said, yeah, okay, we think it's fair enough, you can build on that bit. But like I say, that is one committee that reports into the full council. We would have had a big discussion about it last night, yeses and noes and all the rest of it, and it would have been voted on. Obviously, that will not happen next week.
Right. Who holds the ultimate power here? I don't understand the inner workings of councils,
okay,
to be honest.
That's a very, very good question,
yeah,
because, to be honest with you, most people don't. Basildon hold the power.
Okay.
Now, the way it works is Basildon have to comply with national planning policy. So it comes from higher up the food chain. It comes from all the way from Downing Street, to be honest with you. There's a new national planning policy framework that was introduced last year. So they have been told, Basildon have been told, they have to build new homes. Okay?
Right.
They have to do that. It's just a question of how they divvy it up between,
yeah,
Basildon, Billericay and Wickford. Now, Billericay have actually got the least. Their preferred option, Basildon's preferred option, is to do it proportionally, okay?
Right.
According to population, which the planning committee have kind of tweaked in their response. That's what Basildon want to do. The issue is that Billericay are getting 2,500 new homes, and 2,100 of them would be on greenbelt land.
Right.
Okay. So you can understand why people are angry. Now,
absolutely.
A lot of the people who were there last night come from the Outwood Common area, because the proposal is they will get 430 new homes built in that area. I should stress again, this is over a 20-year period.
Right.
I represent Billericay West. I live in Billericay West. We're going to get 1,400 of them.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot.
Which is quite a lot, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And Basildon at the moment are not even able to tell us where that will be. They've nailed down the two areas in the east of Billericay and the southeast of Billericay that they want to develop on, but they haven't even told us where in the west. They've just put a great big swathe on the map and said, you know, somewhere in this area. So the west ward, believe me, comes off, you know, worse in a way. So, to kind of get back to your initial question, Basildon hold the power.
Right.
Billericay's influence is simply filling in a questionnaire like everybody else does. Now, of course, that will have more weight because it comes from the town council.
Yeah.
But I mean, kind of two things I want to get across. One is, you know, what we can actually do if we want to give feedback to Basildon about this. But the other thing is slightly to defend the poor old town council, who, you know, there was basically a lot of angry people there last night shouting at people who, for all they know, could have been voting in their favour.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I've seen comments on Facebook today saying, oh, I bet they held it in a little place just so that they couldn't let all of us in, you know, it was a deliberate thing. No, we're not Basildon. It's not our plan. We changed venue. We went to a bigger venue to try and get you all in. We're now going to go to an even bigger venue to make sure everyone can get in. We want to listen.
Right.
We want to represent you. That's kind of what I really want to say to people.
Absolutely. So do we know yet where and when the rearranged meeting is going to be?
We don't. We suspect it's going to be next Thursday. Well, the chairman said it's going to be next Thursday evening. So the two clerks are working feverishly trying to make that happen.
Sure.
They're looking at school halls. They're looking at barley lands. They're looking at various different places. And as soon as that is decided, it will be on the Billericay Town Council website. I will also be tweeting it. I'm on Twitter at Councillor Jules. It will be out there. So people know, if you want to come along, keep your eye on the Town Council website.
Okay. Now, I understand there's also a proposal to build a 27-hectare solar farm on Greenbelt land in Billericay. Yeah. And the Campaign to Protect Rural England said earlier this year that nationally the numbers of houses planned for Greenbelt land had nearly doubled to 150,000 in the past 12 months. I thought it was difficult to build on Greenbelt land. How can we protect Greenbelt land from being developed?
That's a really good question, because most people assume that greenbelt land is sacrosanct, and you know what, it's not. The planning inspector can just say no, it's fine, we're going to build there. Obviously it has more protection than some places, but it's by no means, it's not protected. It's not like some corner when we got some corner protected. It's, you know, it can easily be built on. It just needs the planning inspector to say yes to it.
Has that always been the case, do you know?
I don't know, Bob.
No,
I'm afraid.
Okay, I mean, that's something else I saw. Andrew Jones, the Conservative MP for Harrogate and Knaresborough, he sits on an all-party parliamentary group to oppose development on Greenbelt, and he said, I want to see councils protect their Greenbelts. They are the decision-making body. It's up to them to protect the local environment. Do you think councils are doing enough to protect the Greenbelt land?
I think, well, it would be very easy to say no to that, because obviously I don't want them to build on our greenbelt land.
No, but they've got to go somewhere, haven't they?
You've got to go higher up the food chain, Bob,
to be
honest with you. You've got to go and look at what Basildon are being told to do higher up the food chain. I mean, what I think we need to concentrate on more is building new towns, building new garden cities. There's been talk of, you know, new garden cities like Welland Garden City and so on.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do, because what you find instead is you get these little tiny towns like Billericay and Basildon that just grow and grow and grow, and suddenly they're completely unrecognisable.
Yeah.
And they used to be a lovely area to live, and then all of a sudden they're not. You know, that's the issue with it. We really need to be looking at, because it's proper infrastructure, isn't it? You can't just go and build 200 houses in the middle of a field.
Absolutely.
You've got to have roads, and you've got to have hospitals and schools and all the rest of it. So it's a huge task, and sure, it costs millions of pounds to do it. This is why it's got to come from higher up. I mean, I've got to say, in fairness to Basildon, they're doing what they've been told to do. It's just a question of how they're divvying it up.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, over in West Horndon, they've got a similar problem there, although a lot of the development, I think, is on a brownfield site. Is there nowhere in Billericay similar that, you know, that could be redeveloped?
Billericay is actually quite a small place.
Yeah.
We've got something like 12,000 households.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you think another 2,000, I mean, sure, it's over 20 years, but it's quite a lot. Billericay is, it's pretty much surrounded, it's almost surrounded by greenbelt. So, yeah, there's not really anywhere
not really,
else
no,
to go.
No, no.
Bob, I must tell people,
yep,
you know, if they want to do something about this, which obviously everybody at the meeting last night did want to do, it's Basildon that we need to target. Now, a few people I've noticed on Facebook saying they can't find the link, they can't find the web address. You go to Basildon's website, basildon.gov.uk, and then it's /Basildon2031.
Okay.
That's because all the building work should be done by 2031. It's basically a 20-year plan. So basildon.gov.uk/Basildon2031. The other thing I should say,
yep,
a couple of other things I should say, actually. Sorry,
all
tell
right
me if I'm going on.
No, no, that's fine. Carry on, that's fine.
Is obviously, this meeting last night that we've had to postpone, it was a town council meeting. So
right,
there were squillions of other things on the agenda, okay?
Right, yep.
Which is what we're potentially looking at doing next week. It, you know, some people think that perhaps there should be a public meeting about this instead, because the rules and regulations of a town council meeting are that the public can only speak for an absolute maximum of 30 minutes in total.
Right.
This is to kind of keep order and keep focus on the meeting and not have meetings that go on for 8 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
So people need to know that that's in our rules and regulations, and we can't do anything about that. So
yeah,
it's not us trying to be sneaky when we say, no, that's it now, half an hour's up. So that's why it might be, some people are suggesting, that a public meeting would be more useful.
Sounds like
to talk
it.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Now, if that's the case, to be honest, that needs to be with Basildon.
Right,
because
yes,
it's because we can't answer questions. We don't know. You know, we're not the decision makers. It's got to be Basildon that do that. And I do know that Councillor Richard Moore was there last night. He's from Basildon. And I believe that he was actually going to offer to meet with people. Had the meeting gone ahead, at the end he was going to get up and offer to meet with people who were concerned about it.
Right.
So, you know, it might be that we try and sort something out that way, because obviously people want to be heard. This is the main thing. People, they just want to know that their concerns are being taken on board, don't they?
Well, that's right, right. And they obviously feel really strongly about it, and it needs attention, really. They, you know, they need to be heard, don't they?
It does. And
yeah,
I think, and I'm kind of going to get on my hobby horse a little bit now, because I do think a lot of the problem here is the fact that councils aren't moving with the times in terms of how they communicate with people.
Yeah.
Because so many people said to me, well, I didn't know about it. I've only just heard about it. You know, I got a flyer and, you know, and I didn't know anything about it before then. And it's because people communicate now more on social media,
yes,
than in old media.
Yes,
so
yeah,
if there's a public consultation going on, right, and Basildon have done all the right things, in fairness to them. They've had stands up at the reading rooms in Billericay, and they've gone on, they've taken a roadshow out, and they've put things in the paper and all the rest of it. But if you live your life on Facebook and Twitter, which, to be fair, quite a lot of us do.
I'm afraid that's me, yes.
It needs to be all over there as well. And there's a real, yeah, communication problem here, I think, that, you know, that could definitely be improved.
All right, Jules. Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Not a problem, mate.
Good luck with the meeting next week, whenever it is. And if you let us know, we'll make sure we put it out. And I'll also put some links on the Phoenix FM website later on to that Basildon Council website. Yeah, thanks again. And
okay,
come back soon.
Cheers, will do.
Cheers, Jules. Bye.